Yes, and indeed, it's worth mentioning, always worth mentioning, that the Eastern Rites, all of them, the dozens of them that there are, in all of their variations, they all still face eastwards when they mm-hmm. when they offer the holy sacrifice. And you've mentioned the divine office. I should clarify that really what the orientation has to do with the altar of sacrifice.
Yeah. Yep.
So when the divine office is being celebrated, there are moments in it when there's simply psalmody, the singing back and forth of psalms. And at those times, you know, as most people have seen, there's usually a division into two choirs where the psalms are, as it were, passed back and forth from one side to the other. But at the moment of the Benedictus at Lauds or the Magnificat at Vespers, the priest, especially if it's a solemn celebration, the priest goes up with the incense and incenses the altar, and that's the peak, that's the pinnacle
That's right.
of that particular liturgy. And again, that takes place at the altar eastwards. So I think it's you know, the directionality of prayer is a complex thing, and mm-hmm. and the priest and the people will face in different ways at different times, but the fundamental orientation for sacrifice is eastwards.
Well, as I was preparing for this show yesterday afternoon, I ended up, you know, having to stop so that I could go to Vespers. And the brothers yes. were praying Vespers, and as we were praying Vespers, I still had in my head a lot of what I had been reading. And I'm saying, okay, I am now facing south because the choir I was in was facing south and the other ones are facing north. So we're not facing east. But then when even though we weren't solemnizing it so that at the Magnificat there was not an incensation at the altar, we do that on Sundays, but even though that didn't happen, every time we said the Gloria Patri at the end of a psalm, we bowed towards the altar. So mm-hmm. even if it's not solemn, the orientation is still towards the altar, which is facing the east.
Exactly.
So, and
of course, we can talk later, if you like, about some of the symbolism of the other compass points, because they all have symbolism.
Yeah.
But our main focus here is at the east.
Okay, great. So this is a universe before Vatican II with certain, and actually you mentioned the Eastern Rites. The only Eastern Rites that I am aware of that don't do the ad orientem worship are the ones that were infected by Latin mm-hmm. Rite corruptions, namely the Maronite Rite and I think the Syro-Malabar Rite. I could be wrong about that.
Yes, and it's a dreadful example of how even the words of the Second Vatican Council were contradicted in so many ways. But Vatican II very clearly said that the Eastern churches were to retain their own customs and actually even rediscover them if they had lost them, and that happened in a number of cases. But also the opposite happened, which is some Eastern Catholic churches became corrupted by what happened.
Yeah,
in the
Maronites got rid of all their Latinized vestments, but then they ended up facing the wrong direction.
Indeed, right. Which is, you know, as I hope I can make clear, this is a tremendous problem because it's literally turning worship around. It's turning it upside down, in a sense.
Okay. Now you talked a little bit about the whys. Without obviously being exhaustive, can you touch upon some of the scriptural and even the patristic justifications, or sort of not justifications, but the reasons, the indications for why it is that we should worship this way?